don't know about you, but during this lockdown, I've rediscovered my passion for cooking. I love cooking up delicious homemade casseroles, mouth-watering roasts, as well as baking for Britain. Neff shares your passion. With their unique slide-and-hide oven door, you can get much closer to your cooking. The door simply slides away under the oven, bringing you face-to-face with your food and making basting and tasting easier than ever. Find out more. Search online for Neff Slide and Hide Oven and get closer to your cooking.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on you bros. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hey, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing over there?
Pretty swell. Pretty swell, given, well, I mean, the world's crazy right now, and I'm hoping everyone's staying safe, and but given the situation, and given that I've also channeled some outrage onto Kyle Richards, that's the thing that will always make me bad. When the world is in a terrible place, sometimes having someone like Kyle Richards that you can channel some anger towards, you know, that made me feel better.
Yes. Yeah, it made me feel better.
Just being super problematic right now? I feel like I'm being very problematic.
Why? Channeling anger towards Kyle Richards? No, Kyle Richards sucks.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Okay,
she's
good,
the villain this season, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that Kyle is finally being a villain of the season. Although, this show is tricky because now we've got a new villain, and he's got a very big dick, apparently. Yes. But before we get to that, let's do a couple of business things. We've got some small business shout-outs to do. Also, if you want to hear our other stuff, on my Rose Pricks podcast, which is Bachelor, we start up again next week for Bachelor College. We're going to recap the 3-hour episodes that are going to be for the next 10 weeks about past seasons of The Bachelor. And right now on our Patreon, we are covering Labor of Love on Fox, which is just insanity. So I'm doing that. Ben is doing a podcast called Game Brain, and he's also doing a cartoon on YouTube called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is super funny. So go check that out.
Thanks.
And now for some small business shout-outs. Ben, who do you have?
This is for Michelle, who says Tony's Original Deli and Bottle Shop in Anaheim. She loves it. So if you're in the Anaheim area, then you have to support this business, Tony's Original Deli and Bottle Shop. They're on 613 South Anaheim Boulevard.
Okay. And I have Lonnie. Lonnie has a public relations, public affairs firm called LS2 Group. We've met him. He's a good man, Lonnie. So if you need any, public relations for public affairs, go to LS2 Group. Okay. And everyone, we love you. We say it every day, but the world is getting crazier by the day. Take care of each other. We love you. Come here to laugh, because that's all we're going to do before we go back to the regular world and go in the fetal position the rest of the day.
Yeah, seriously. So go support your local businesses if you can, and the crap that all those businesses that people in our Crappens community own or their family owns. We want to help each other out. So another business that maybe someday you'll be able to help out, the agency. Maybe. Who knows?
Obuka de Pipa!
So, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Wow, this episode got me real revved up. Kyle Richards. Oh, my God. Kyle Richards. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and Teddy. And Teddy, too. It feels so good to have some nice, invigorated annoyance with Teddy. Oh, it just felt so good. I mean, I'd love just yelling, "Shut up, Teddy," in my living room over and over again. Shut up, sit down, Teddy. But, of course, they came and they messed it up with us, because then they gave us Aaron, who turned out to be a huge fucking asshole in this episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, I love a classic situation where the people that you root for are also the people that you're angry at, and you can't tell whose side you really are on. But I think at the end of the day, I'm anti-Kyle still. Even though Aaron kind of muddied the waters, I'm still anti-Kyle.
I'm still anti-Kyle. I'm pro-Denise. I'm anti-Aaron. And I'm pro-Denise running the hell away from Aaron. Okay?
Yes.
Run. This guy is dark. His energy is so dark and gross.
And he's an idiot.
And he's an idiot. Yeah. So that's my macro for this one. Run, girl. So we open with a classic Beverly Hills. Oh, my God, there's so much drama. And then we're going to flash back to see what it was. And we open at Kyle's party. There's a bouncy house. She's like, wow, Cruz, look at this. It's a bouncy house. Where someone says, where are your kids? And then we hear Denise saying, well, you think I should bring them around, everyone? I mean, come on, fucking goddamn, you know?
Yeah, and then Kyle is sort of like narrating a little bit. She's doing an interview segment, but her interview is also narrating it. And she goes, I know what you're thinking after what Denise said in Santa Barbara. And then we see Denise in Santa Barbara saying, all right, I'll be mindful of keeping the kids earshot from you guys. All right. And so Kyle goes, I wasn't being shady. Lies everywhere. I wasn't being shady. My husband and I love doing barbecues. It's our way of getting everyone together with our families and just relax and enjoy the day. That's all.
Yes, and we see flashes of other barbecues where a kid pees in the pool and Maury is swinging on his Vanderpump swing sideways. And she's like, this year started out a lot of fun. And then, this year's barbecue started out a lot of fun. And then we see Garcelle saying, that's some white people stuff. Black people don't do that. And then Kyle saying, but it did not end that way. Dun, dun, dun. And it ends with Denise leaving, saying, we're being filmed. Do not say a word, Aaron. Do not say a goddamn word. We're being filmed.
And then Rinna goes running after them, crying, saying, we're in the fucking Twilight Zone. So then Kyle goes, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. Before the barbecue, I was filming Halloween. And after that, there was Garcelle's event, and things didn't go well there either. Almost like a babysitting gig on Halloween. Am I right?
And we know it's going to be a super dramatic, important episode because there is no opener. So it's the day of Garcelle's event, and she's getting her makeup done. And she's like, well, you know, I didn't write my speech. I don't want it to be too long, too short, too lame, not too lame. You know how it goes when you have to write speeches. I have so many speeches I give.
I invited the ladies to come because I want them to show up. Not a passive-aggressive come if you want, don't show up.
And then we go to Teddy's house where she's with her two assistants getting her ready. And her assistants are way more fake. I feel like Garcelle's assistants are really friends with her, which is rare on this show. And Teddy's are just like, ew, gross. One of them looks like a knockoff Dorit. Laura, I think is her name.
And these are classic glam squad people who are just using Teddy to get onto the next higher profile celebrity.
Yes, they're the typical, like, you look cute. You look amazing. Yeah. Oh,
you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
God, so pretty. I wish I could get pregnant with your beauty because it's beautiful.
Yeah, because Teddy comes in. She comes around the corner in, like, her silver dress. She goes, guys, getting into this was a real freaking mission. Hi, I'm Teddy. I got car sick sometimes.
You look cute. Amazing.
You're so cute.
And I'm just like, I need a bag. Should I take the silver one? Hot mess express around here. Hi, I'm Teddy. Bye, I'm Teddy. So she leaves. And then we go to Rinna in hot pink, which she's obsessed with now that she's ridded the show of Lisa Vanderpump. She's just going to wear her color now in every scene.
Exactly. So Garcelle goes to pick up Rinna, but first she comes inside. How are you? How are you, Garcelle? She's like, where is everyone? And she's like, there's no one here. It's just me and the dogs. And there's an old pie that Harry made. Just here, me lonely. I've just been laughing at myself for the past 2 hours.
I've just been sitting here eating an old pie trying to work out deals with the rat in the wall. The rat agent. So they get in the car to go to the event, and they have champagne, and Rinna goes, cheers to you, Garcelle. Cheers to you. It's so nice to have an honor like that.
So they're talking about Santa Barbara because Garcelle wasn't there, and Rinna said that she's like, well, so Denise said that Sammy came up to her and asked her what the three-way was. And, you know, we said, we feel comfortable around you because you've been so comfortable with your sexuality. And, you know, you shoot all those slutty movies. So we thought you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, and she's like,
well, I guess she didn't own it.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I guess she just wants to keep that separate from her kids. I mean, that makes sense. And Rinna's like, well, I guess we shouldn't have said it around the kids or whatever. But Rinna does that thing when she's playing both sides, where she's like getting the information to the other person to use it, but not really putting her opinion out there, you know? Mm-hmm. And Garcelle's like, well, I mean, I agree with Denise. And Rinna just stays quiet and shrugs. And she's like, yeah, I mean, look, I see why that's inappropriate to talk about around kids. I mean, kids and adults have different conversations. That's how it works.
Yes, exactly. And so Rinna's like, well, you know, at breakfast, we sat down. And what Denise said about Kyle in the car, she would not say that to her face, which surprised me. It surprised me. Well, why? I mean, I'm sure Denise would have no trouble saying what she said in the car. Because we see the flashback in case you forget of Denise saying, well, Kyle always brings it back to her. And, you know, she doesn't listen. I mean, she wants to be the center of the fucking attention. That's the goddamn truth. And I'm sure Denise would have no problem saying that to Kyle. But it wasn't the context of the breakfast. It wasn't like, you know, because Rinna, the breakfast was, Rinna was like, okay, let's say it. Let's get it all out on the table. But if you just sort of have general feelings about someone, I can imagine those situations, you don't bring it up because you're not even thinking to bring it up because you don't have what Rinna said, you think it's like, oh, do you have a specific beef with someone? But
well, yeah, and you can vent to your friends without having to go, like, tell them off every time you're annoyed, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's also been very upfront with Kyle about being like, do you ever stop talking? Like, can other people talk? Yes. That would be great.
Yes. So Rinna's like, she tells us, she goes, I mean, you can say it behind her back, but sooner or later, you got to tell the person or else it's going to come back to bite you. What I'm saying is I'm going to tell Kyle. Yeah. I'm going to tell Kyle. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to bite you, baby. So she's like, well, you know, I just don't think that Kyle necessarily pays attention to her. Same as you. You know, same as you, how Kyle ignores you. Rinna stirring. So then we see the clip of Garcelle. This whole thing is kind of like a clip package show. Like, none of us have been watching this show the whole season. So it's a clip of Garcelle saying that Kyle just glazes over her every time she says something. And then Kyle just glazing back at her, like totally looking at the exit sign. And Garcelle says, yeah, because it's all about Kyle. And Rinna's like, yeah, well, I guess after we left, Kyle said to Erica that you're not as good friends with Dorit as you think you are.
And Garcelle's like, who says that? God, what a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
So they get to the gala, and so it's Rinna and Garcelle are there first, and then you just hear Rinna go, there's Teddy! There's Teddy! Which, I don't know, for some reason that was funny. Like, I just love, like, the idea of Teddy just, like, sort of, like, slinking in. There she is! Get over here, you little ragamuffin! Are we not allowed to say ragamuffin anymore?
I heard it from Kyle! And Rinna, just the way that she walks in with Garcelle, she goes, Garcelle, this is for you! This is for you, Garcelle! Like, she's so over the top.
She's such a cheerleader, and Teddy's like, oh, hey, Garcelle. Hi, I'm Teddy. When'd you get back? And she's like, oh, this morning? And Rinna's like, no rest for the weary, baby! Like, okay, settle down, Rinna.
And Erica comes in wearing Green Panther, which is very similar to later when Rinna is wearing Green Zebra. Stalker alert.
Mm-hmm.
Garcelle's saying hi to everybody, and her sons come in, and she hugs her kids because she hasn't seen them for a while, and she's wearing a big diamond forehead, and one of her kids is like, is that thing real? I mean,
she's like, shut up. Sutton shows up. I thought Sutton looked great, by the way. I mean, giving props to Sutton for having good hair. And then, I thought, at least. But I'm not a fashion gay, so what do I know? So then Kyle and Denise arrive. And Kyle, of course, goes right up to Garcelle and is just kissing her ass. She's like, you look like a queen. Wow, you look gorgeous. You look gorgeous. See, this is me finding out about you, right? It's like, Kyle, you didn't ask her any questions. You look gorgeous. And meanwhile, Kyle has stolen Rinna's ponytail look. I don't know if you noticed that. She's totally wearing Rinna's ponytail, sort of like that high pony that swoops around in the back. But she's once again wearing, how do you describe that style of, like, a campy matriarch? You know, she's like wearing like a high collar. She looks like she should be, it's not drag queen. She's not wearing drag. She's just wearing like gay icon clothes.
Oh God, she wishes, you know? Kyle.
She wishes, yes.
I don't know. I don't really look. It's like I guess I don't know. I need to open the video because I want to see now what it looked like. Hold on.
Yeah, it's hard to describe. It's not gay. It's not that she is a gay icon, but she's just wearing kind of like a very. She's always wearing these like campy, big collars and like over the top. Like, I don't know how to describe it, really.
I'm fast-forwarding to get into it. It's I'm sure Dynasty. Everybody listening to this loves this. I'm like, hey, I'm going to scroll through a video for a while. Oh, okay, yeah. Here she is. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she's very, it's like Mama D jackets almost, where they're like those.
Yeah, it's like a Dallas. Yes,
those really rich older ladies with the fake diamonds coming down the collar and like a high Michael Jackson collar.
Yeah, it's like this matronly, campy.
It's very like Dillard's, like Dillard's matronly, yeah.
Yes.
So Kyle is saying, well, obviously this isn't the time or place to get into a big discussion, but last time we saw Denise in Santa Barbara wasn't good. Yeah, Kyle, bring it up again. You know what? It would be great for you to bring up the same fucking nothing fight over and over again for the next 20 episodes, Kyle. Jeez.
Seriously. And now Kyle is like, and then Denise shows up and she's acting like nothing's wrong. I'm like, because nothing is wrong. And stop trying to gaslight us in this whole like, you just never know with Denise. You know, she presents herself one way, but she's really thinking something else. Like, she's not showing up like nothing's wrong. She's showing up and being polite because she's in a like nice at a nice gala.
Yeah. And then we see a clip of Rinna and all the ladies at breakfast in Santa Barbara. And Rinna's saying, what I'm trying to say is, look, Denise, we've both done huge films. We're huge stars. We both posed for Playboy. And at the end of the day, we gotta own it, baby. Just own it. You can't be a hypocrite. Just own it. It's like she is owning it. She's just not wanting you to talk about threesomes in front of her kids. Why is this so it's difficult? Like
so simple. So then they're all sitting. Now the gala's starting. The dinner's starting. And Garcelle throws some bread at her kids. Like she's takes a little ball and like throws it to another table, and Sutton goes, did you just throw at your child? You threw bread at a child? Which I just loved her dismay.
So the speech is about to start, the little gala show or whatever, and Erica's like, do you need to go to the bathroom? I do. Let's get out of here, Sutton. So she leaves like right when the show's starting, and then doesn't come back until it's over.
Yeah,
what was she doing?
And then I don't think a lady has to answer that. But so Nick Cannon's like the MC, and then he introduces Allie Landry, you know, who we saw earlier this season as a friend of Garcelle. So Allie Landry comes up to introduce Garcelle, and she gets on stage, and Kyle is like, Allie! I love Allie. I just love her. I'm like, okay, Kyle, stop competing for Allie Landry. She's Garcelle's friend.
And Kyle's just, you know, they just keep showing Kyle watching the monitor as Garcelle goes up there, and they keep showing it like it's some horrible plot that's at, like, look at how Kyle's looking at the screen. Well, I don't think Kyle's like totally acting normal, but I'd like,
no, Kyle is also, because then Allie Landry goes, I am so honored to call this year's Legacy winner one of my dear friends, and it cuts to Kyle and her face is like all puckered up, like, I thought I was your dear friend. Like, it's like so Kyle.
So Garcelle gives a speech, and she's like, I wish I could be here alone. I mean, I'm not standing here alone on the stage. I accept this for my children. And then she actually tells us a really sad backstory about her kids. She got married really young, and she had a child named Oliver. And then Oliver got into drugs and started hanging around with, you know, a bad crowd, and so they had to watch him unravel, and, you know, being rich and having money couldn't help him, you know, so they had to kind of watch that. And so she supports the LA mission because she couldn't feed her own child. And it felt like, I mean, this was, so, I was crying. Were you?
It was like very, very, like, it was a very lovely, sad, bittersweet moment. I mean, the good news is she said that Oliver has now worked his way through that, but man, that was very heartbreaking to hear.
Yeah, it was sad.
So then after that, we're back in the speech, and so she gives a shout out to the table. She goes, and I want to thank my new best friends. Some of them not so much, but we'll figure it out. And she sort of does this little thing with her hand, like, it's like a little joke. And then Kyle gives this like stink face.
Yeah, she tilts her head and like squints.
And Renee goes, who's the not so much? It's not so much. Just kidding. We all know it's Kyle.
Well, it's not me. I wonder who the fuck she's talking about. And Teddy goes, oh, Kyle, she made eye contact with you.
That was actually probably the best thing Teddy has done in 2 years, was her just like laughing at Kyle about that.
And then it cuts to Garcelle in the interview, and she goes, yes, Kyle, you.
Well, and then on top of that, when Garcelle was up on stage, she also gives Kyle a bless your heart look. Like, it was just so, like, oh, it was great. She's like, I am more famous than you, and you cannot pull your shit on me. I am the queen here.
Mm. Kyle goes around the table. She's like, have you had an issue with her? Have you? Have you had an issue with her? Because I haven't had an issue with her. Have you had an issue with her?
Me neither. It was like the panic. She's like, she's still trying to grasp the idea that Allie Landry did not introduce her as her best friend. So she's also like dealing with that. And now that like maybe Garcelle has an issue with hers.
Yeah, it's a lot to throw at Kyle in one day. So Erica comes back to from the bathroom. She's like, did we bust it? Oh, shit. Total accident.
Kyle's like, you missed it. And she said, I'm good friends with some and others not so much. And then she sort of looked at me in a sort of weird way. So it was like, I don't know. And like, Allie Landry was there and she didn't even say my name up on stage. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
And Garcelle's at the table now. And Kyle goes, hey, I'm here. I hope I'm not one of those people. And she's like, thank you, Kyle. Thank you for being here. She goes, just saying. Yeah. Which really just cements it for me. It's so Kyle to still be saying, just saying.
It's like that obnoxious thing. Like Kyle is really good about being like passive aggressively confrontational, right? Like she'll always be giving you that little nut, that twisting finger, right? And that's what she's doing to Garcelle right now. And Garcelle, of course, is like, people go to charity events in Beverly Hills. That's just what they do. And was she being nice or was it something else? We'll never know. I'm like, it was something else. I'll tell you right now, we do know.
So then they're all outside having drinks, and Kyle puts her expensive shoes on the table because that's what Kyle is. And so she's like, I'm going to dance. These are Gucci's. They're very high. They're Gucci's, everybody. Do you think the Allie Landry would appreciate that? I think she would. We're so close.
They're Gucci's. Oh, look, Eric and I have the same ring on. Look, Erica. Ooh. And they're like, they have like this like dragon or a cat ring or something. That's like diamonds and everything. So, of course, Kyle is just fully focusing on this materialistic stuff. And Denise walks up and she's like, all right, well, I got to head home because it's going to take an hour to go home. I have to be up at 6 a.m. And Kyle goes, you're leaving?
And it's like, you're leaving? Dun, dun, dun. And it just shows everybody's faces. They're silent because Denise is leaving. And that's Kyle's big thing this year. When you show up and when you leave. Kyle's the new Teddy. She's like, Kyle is the Kyle Cal, the iCal of the season.
Guy Cal. So then, and then like Kyle when she says you're leaving, she does this nod like, okay, crazy cuckoo. And Denise is like, I gotta learn 30 fucking pages of dialogue tonight. You're not the only one shooting a fucking show. And Kyle's like, it just seems to me that Denise has to run off so she doesn't have to get into any conversations about anything uncomfortable. I'm like, what are you? You guys were just sitting with her at a table for an hour. You guys, if you wanted to have an uncomfortable conversation with her, you could have had it at that table.
Yeah, you could have done this instead of talking about your goddamn shoes and your ring, okay? And Rinna's all fake. She's like, bye, Denise. Drive safely, Denise. She's standing right there. Why are you yelling in her ear?
Yeah, I do not think that Denise is trying to avoid a conversation. She lives in Malibu. This thing is happening probably in Beverly Hills. It's like anyone who lives in Los Angeles knows the geography of the situation, and she has to be back in the center of the city at 6 a.m., which means she has to wake up at like 4 a.m. So like, and she has to learn her lines. Like, Kyle is so awful. And then she goes, and then after Denise leaves, Kyle goes to everyone. She goes, honestly, we all have to be fucking somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm like,
where do you have to be exactly, Kyle?
Yeah. Do you have to get into your Vanderhall to pick up 3 groceries? Is that where you have to go? She has a real bee in her bonnet about, like, I think she's really insecure about the fact that people are doing a lot, many more things than she is with her time. Because she got mad at Dorit for, she, like, read into what Dorit said for the same thing. And now she's getting mad at Denise for implying that she's busier than Kyle.
Well, I think some of it has to do too with shooting. It's like, oh, well, we're all, it's a shooting night and you leave early, and like it's a shooting night and you're coming late. Like you're coming midday and said you had an excuse, but you're not. You came late. Like she has this thing. Yeah. It's like she's that girl at work. Like, well, someone was 5 minutes late, so did they get 5 minutes taken off their lunch?
Yes. That is exactly right.
And so Rena's exactly like, right. Well, if Denise just had stuck around for 20 minutes, ha, it could be done. Ha, over. Ha, never talked about again. Ha, ha, ha. Which is crazy because that's not how this show works. And this should already be over. How many times do you need to discuss it, for Christ's sake?
And again, you could have talked about it at the table or before Denise left. You said, wait, Denise, before you leave, there's something I need to say to you. You could have done that. Like, it's like, you know, you're accusing Denise of being fake. But there's also a amount of fakery of just sitting there and smiling at her, acting as if nothing is wrong, when you clearly have something that's on your mind that you want to confront her about.
Yeah, she's mad that she can't yell at Denise. It's so funny. So Garcelle comes out, and they all do a cheers, and Erica's like, oh, wait, hold on, this straw's bad for the turtles. And Sutton goes, well, that'll be the next event for the turtles, man.
That'll be the next event. Raising money to kill more turtles. Am I right, ladies? They're like, well, Sutton, you sort of messed that one up.
They might have ugly faces, but they make a mean pocketbook.
Available at Sutton by Sutton.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So Garcelle is like, so ladies, are you a little tired from your trip to Santa Barbara? And Rena's like, no, this group rallies. And Kyle goes, yeah, we rally. We rally if we have to. We rally if we have to. Not directing that at anyone in particular, but just saying it really loudly for everyone.
She goes, too bad you weren't there. We had a lot of fun. And Garcelle asks if anything was resolved. And Rena goes, no. And Sutton says, yes, well, some stuff was resolved. Not knowing that we're in for another 20 episodes of this. So Teddy's like, well, hi, I'm Teddy. You might remember me from earlier in the night when no one spoke to me. Well, the night before ended in a very abrupt fashion because she said, I'm not talking about it. And just like ended the conversation. So, yeah.
Yeah. And Rena basically has a theory that I don't think is a terrible theory. But she says, Rena tells us that she thinks Denise just regrets talking about how big Aaron's penis is and how he loves, how she got him a happy ending. And so now she's compensating, you know, to make up for that, which I think that some of that is in here. But at the end of the day, again, she just said, can you just not talk about this in front of the kids?
I think where she goes like, wrong so is she says she's overcompensating and she's trying to be the good girl and she's putting it on us like, oh, you guys are bad and I'm the mother of the year. She's not saying you're bad.
She never said that. So, that's the thing. That narrative is something that they fully concocted.
They just keep making it up. Right here. They keep making it up and they make it bigger and bigger with every single episode. They make it something worse. Yeah. Like, she called us a bunch of whores. You know, it's like, no, that's not what happened. So Kyle's like, well.
Because Kyle says it right here.
Yeah, she's like, well, I didn't like the feeling of like, oh, well, I can't bring my kids around you. Like, you're so irresponsible.
And crazy. She goes, we're not those women. We're not. I'm like, she literally never said that. She just said, because what happened was they all confronted Denise. And they basically were like, listen, it's an adult party and they're teenagers. They're grown up. Like, it's, they basically were saying it's not a big deal. She said, okay, well, fine. Then next time I just won't have them in, within earshot. And now there's, and now Kyle is saying like, oh, wow, not having them within earshot. Like, wow, you're making us sound like we're crazy people. But no, she's not saying you guys are crazy and irresponsible. She's saying, okay, you've made it clear that you're going to talk about what you want to talk about, so I just won't have the teenagers close by.
Yeah. So Graciela goes, well, we all have kids. And Erica says, and I don't feel like a bad mom. I'll tell you that much. I don't feel like a bad mom at all. And Rena says, well, I mean, my kids are alive, so. They're alive. I think they are. That's funny. And Erica's like, yeah, well, she comes off so sex positive, and we celebrate that about her. So her to flip on us. Say something about her, not the group. Oh, here's Erica, Miss I Don't Give a Fuck, giving the most fucks about everything.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of funny because Erica has, you know, Erica Jane, she literally has two personalities that, you know, she has Erica Jane and Erica Girardi. And Erica Jane is like, not promiscuous, but she is sex positive and very much like, I'm going to do whatever, I don't give a fuck. And then like Erica Girardi is like buttoned up having chocolate cake with the police commissioner of Beverly Hills. And like, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't think she shames anyone for that, but she definitely has, I feel like in the past she has gotten mad about people doing inappropriate things around Mr. Girardi, right?
Well, everyone had to be quiet.
Am I just in a fit of rage at the moment and just blaming everything on everyone?
First, I just have to disagree. I don't think that she has two personalities. I think she's the same snotty little ice queen no matter what she's doing. But when she's Erica Girardi or in her, like, whatever, I think she's the same. I've never got her two personality things. I think she's a snot either way. Or she has the lines that are written for her by her gaze that she reads in the diary room, which are pretty fun. But she got mad at her dinner party because people started to fight and Sutton started to get out of hand. And she said, this is my home. You will obey me in my home. Like, you will be quiet. Respect my home. Because the old man's upstairs sleeping. So I don't know why, you know, so she's a hypocrite. I don't remember any sexual things that she's been hypocritical about.
No, she's not hypocritical about sexual things. But the point is that, like, people have different standards and people have different standards in different environments, which is totally normal. And they are projecting something onto it that's just not there. And I'm blaming Kyle Richards because I think Kyle Richards is really, like, Kyle Richards is the one who is, like, leading that charge. And, like, she keeps planting these seeds, and now I feel like all the women are like misremembering certain things that people are saying, and now it's turning into this. Like, well, she said that we're all crazy every and irresponsible, year. And she never said that.
Every year. So Garcelle says, well, I think that she's always been protective and sensitive about her kids. And Kyle goes, I mean, whatever. And she goes, actually, Kyle, I have something to bring up, you know, and I brought it up at Erica's. I keep bringing things up to you, and you just glaze over. And I have an example. And I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm thinking it's going to be really good. She goes, I was on set, and I was talking to this actress, and she talked so much about herself. And I thought, wow, this relationship is so surface. It's like, okay, but you have to say what Kyle did.
Well, she says that about Kyle. No, she says that she just met someone, and within 5 minutes, they already had a really good connection, and
she felt like they had really connected with
Kyle. It always stays on the surface, which is true. I don't know if that's totally fair to blame. I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't know if it's totally fair to blame someone like Kyle for that. Meaning that, like, there will be times where you just connect with some people and not with others, and it doesn't mean that that person is fake. It just so happens that in this case Kyle is fake, but like, it doesn't mean necessarily that they're fake. It's just that you don't connect with them. But that being said, Kyle does keep it very surface, and you know, maybe Garcelle was just saying like, look, I'm trying to get deep with you, but I can't, you know.
Well, Erica's like, Garcelle hasn't been around long enough to spend time with us and vice versa. And then we see a clip 3 weeks earlier. Oh, Garcelle's not coming. 1 week earlier, Garcelle can't come to this. 2 days earlier, Garcelle can't come to this. Yeah. And she's like, well,
I'm sure that,
go ahead.
By the way, I'm sure that there's like a little bit of lingering resentment from Kyle and maybe some of the other cast members that the show is bringing on these like famous actresses who work in, you know, TV and film, et cetera. And who like the show probably accommodates their schedules, like, oh, well, everyone else has to shoot, but they have projects so they don't have to shoot with everyone schedule else. Kyle. So I'm sure there's some resentment about
Kyle,
that.
Kyle. So Garcelle's like, well, I just think you're not present with me. And Rinna goes, I have not clocked Kyle, not noticing Garcelle. Honestly, I'm way too self-involved to have noticed that.
Yeah. So then Kyle goes, so passive-aggressively, well, the very few times we've hung out because you've been away a lot, I thought that we had the best time and I learned about your kids and where you're moving and that you have two legs, which I think is great. I think you look like a queen on your two legs and your name starts with a G. That's cool. That's cool.
And we see a clip of like this boring conversation they're having about Garcelle building out. It's like so boring. And so then there's like a long pause where they just stare at each other. And Garcelle tells us, I think when Kyle likes you, she's interested in you and you're a great friend. And ask Teddy about that, not Tarit.
Yeah. It's true. So then Kyle's like, well, do you know much more about me? And Garcelle's like, I think I do actually.
Yeah.
So, she's like, yeah. And Kyle's like, I'm actually very interested in what you have to say. You know, I'm very, very interested. Oh, I guess you just said that.
Yeah. I think,
sorry. I got distracted. There's like a helicopter outside. So I got distracted.
Yeah. This is just, I'm kind of bored with this. Like, I think that Kyle's just missing the point as usual. She's just like, hey, Kyle, yes. When I'm talking, how about not just roll your eyes and keep talking about something else? You know, Kyle's just missing the point completely. Like, we've talked before. So then we go to Denise and Aaron having dinner together in Malibu. And, she says, oh, a private room, but it's not. She's so Denise.
Yeah, she's like, well, she's like, can we get a yeah, table upstairs? So they go in and Aaron's like, hey, well, it's been a long day. Can I get a super octane Casamigo with a big rock? Thanks.
She's like, well,
I'll have a big rock too.
Yeah, I'll get a big rock. Hey, let me tell the kids we aren't going to be gone long because it's a school night and I'm a real good mom, so I'm going to do that. And he's like, yeah. She goes, you know, I don't even wear a ring when I film. I hate not being able to wear my wedding ring. So you know what? I pin it to the inside of my bra so I'm still close to it.
That's good. Maybe you should always keep it there because makes you harder to identify for Big Pharma. They're not up here, are they?
I just hope that that diamond doesn't magnify the 5G waves.
It's good. It's not only a diamond, it's also a little bit of protection against the 5G coming to your heart. So it's working as planned.
So she tells him about Santa Barbara. She's like, yeah, you know, these girls get into it with me because I mentioned with Sutton and Teddy and then also Eric at a different time that Sammy overheard fighting about threesomes. And he's like, it's simple. Don't be rude and crude when there's young kids around. What's so hard about that? I mean, what is it?
You know, it's like when I was getting my happy ending from that masseuse, I told her, why is it so hard to keep your mouth shut around children? Am I right? Oh, that feels good. Direct quote. So then in the middle of this, by the way, I just had to write this down because I don't normally write down what they order at the restaurants. But did you notice what Denise ordered for dinner?
Yeah. I wrote it down, too. I was like, wow, that's a choice.
She's like, all right, I want mashed potatoes with salad with just cucumbers and Parmesan cheese, no dressing, no pepper.
Yeah, it was pretty. I was like, wow, you go, girl.
And he's like, I'm a filet. So she's like, you know, it went from that to Teddy saying, I'm making them look bad and talking about how bad they look. And he's like, honey, this pisses me off right now. How about you shut the fuck up? How about that?
Yeah. Well, he's talking about, by the way, he's talking about the women. He's not telling Denise to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in case anyone needs clarification. So Denise is like, you know, she basically is like, you know, it's hard enough. Like, I've got a lot of baggage in my life. And I don't need the women saying things like, oh, basically, oh, well, they're Charlie Sheen's kids. So they probably have heard things. Like, she doesn't need that too, right? Which is actually a really fair point to make. Like, there's a lot of assumptions in that, which is pretty unfair to the kids. And that's Yeah, that's annoying.
And she's like, you know what really hurt? Lisa Rinna calling me a hypocrite. That's what hurt. And he's like, that is idiotic. Are you kidding me? That is idiotic. And he's just giving me such like a drunk, gross vibe right now. Not that I have a problem with being drunk, but his energy.
Well, notice that they
really
kept on cutting to him drinking.
Yeah,
in this scene and later on, they kept on cutting to him taking sips of his booze.
Yeah, he's already showing some like really weird, dark energy in this scene.
Well, that's the thing, you know, these guys who are like anyone who's like super into like this new age healing or whatever. There's always like just massive rage under there. It's always there, and this guy's all. I don't know. I don't know how this guy even got into a place where he could own his own studio in Malibu, where those rents are high, and it's a studio where it's like electromagnetic, who knows what. Like, this guy has used that big dick to get everything he has wanted in life, and he's had to like have this exterior of like, yeah, I'm just cool, I'm just chill. You know, he is not chill. He is not chill at all.
Yeah. So she's like, well, you know, I was shocked because Lisa Rinna's never talked to me about that stuff before. Why now? I mean, if she's been holding back anger for years and years because I did wild things, I mean, why not say something? She's the one always saying, own it, own it, own it, own it.
I don't think Lisa's been holding on to anger for years. Now, this is where Denise starts to lose me, because I think Rinna was basically like, you know, you're like, you were in a movie, you're in like a movie that has like a three-way in it. It's part of your career. You look it up, it's going to be there. Why, like, you invited hookers over for Thanksgiving, so why are you suddenly shocked? I think that's what she was saying. I don't think it was like 20 years worth of resentment that just bubbled forth at that breakfast.
No, but it's just how Rinna presents everything. It's like, tell me, Denise, have you talked to your children about the threesome and about wild things? Have you talked to them about Denise? I know what she's trying to say, but she's doing it in front of everyone and like basically it's like slut-shaming her for her past because they were talking about it's so convoluted. So Denise is like, well, Kyle invited us to a barbecue. And he's like, yep, got the invite. Don't want to go.
Yeah. Hey, can I get some A1 sauce for this steak? Yeah, thanks, man. Ugh. Thanks.
She goes, yeah, they have it hidden for us because they don't actually have that here. But, you know, all right.
Yeah. So now we go over. Now it's time for Kyle's big barbecue. And she's bossing around someone named Francisco. So I don't even know where Glenn is. We don't know where Glenn is. The lady from the last party, she's nowhere to be found. Now we're on to Francisco. And I don't know. Seems like it's going to be headed towards disaster with all these new staffing changes.
So Rinna and Erica are driving over talking about how much they just love to eat. Because remember their big wacky hot dog scene last year where they're like, oh my God, I love hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I ate so many hot dogs. And then we see Lisa Rinna eat like one bite of food.
Yeah, it's time for their annual hot dog. So they're heading over to the barbecue. Dorit's with her kids. Her daughter's like holding up a Chanel bag, saying something. It's cute.
She's like, my arm is gonna.
If you like that thing?
My arm is gonna fall off.
But we don't want that to happen because you're a future waitress at Bucco de Beppo.
Garcelle's driving with her kids, and they're the first to arrive. And she's like, "Well, I love the grounds." And one of her kids goes, "Wow, Mom, her house is way better than ours." She's like, "Shut up!
Shut up!" Meanwhile, Kyle, what's the name of Kyle's fashion line? It's like Kyle by
I forget the lady's name. Other lady. I'm totally screwing over and making do all the work while I take all the credit.
Yes. So Kyle is clearly wearing something from her line because she's wearing some awful looking pajamas with like crazy patterns. And by the way, the bangs are back. So I guess there are some reshoots for Halloween. I'm a little unclear why the bangs are back.
So she shows Garcelle this tent that she has in the back, and everyone just basically starts arriving. Sutton comes with her boyfriend, Michael, and Sutton tells us, Michael and I met when I was doing Match.com. My fear was being, you know, sold into sex slavery, for sure. That was my biggest fear.
That is, like, you know what's so funny? So, at like around 1905 or like 1910, somewhere around there, there was a huge fear in American society of like women, white women going to the city and being sold into sex slavery, which by the way is still a thing that happens in real life. So let's not act like it's a crazy thing. But there was like a mania about it, and there were all these silent films that preyed on that mania. And I'm like, of course, Sutton, her anxiety would come from the silent film era. That's like so perfect.
So she goes in.
And by the way, and I also like the way she mentions Match.com as if it's this cutting edge new new community for the exclusive dating circles of America.
Match.com.
You may have heard of it. It's for an exclusive elite group that want to find romance with each other. It's called Match.com.
So Teddy and Edwin arrive, and Sutton meets the kids, and she's like, hello, we've never met, little person. And Teddy's like, this is Sutton Slate. What do? You make eye contact, you say hello. Make eye contact!
Put your hand out, say nice to meet you, and Sutton goes, oh, ladies don't have to shake hands. That's okay.
Ladies don't shake hands with the unemployed. Sorry, little one.
So then Kyle, this is how bad Kyle is. She even has to like brag to the children. She's like, Hey Cruz, look, remember the bouncy house? Look, I got a bouncy house and there's a tent. Look, I got a bouncy house, Cruz. I'm like, really, Kyle, how much approval do you need?
No kidding. You're even trying to compete with the kids. You know, it's like, did you have this at your birthday, Cruz? So Denise is driving over with Aaron, and she's like, yeah, the kids are all good. I mean, God forbid we bring them around all of this, you know. I'm just in a no-win situation. If I bring them, they're going to say, oh, we better not say anything around your kids. And then if I don't bring them, and he goes, you know what? That's like very low on the totem pole, babe, of things we've got to worry about.
Yeah, I think if we had to rank the things that are high on the totem pole, I would say Big Pharma, number one, that's obvious. Number two, gotta get some more A1 sauce around here. Number three, 5G waves, man. Number four, what did the 5G waves do that A1 that we just got? Damn it.
So Rinna and Erica come, and Garcelle's like, those bitches aren't casual.
Yeah.
Kyle's like, let me tell you how to live in Beverly Hills. Kyle's
yeah,
nearly...
Yeah, it's the yearly montage of people showing up underdressed to a barbecue on this show. Ugh. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this. When Garcelle says, you bitches aren't casual, Rinna goes, this is Beverly Hills casual, Garcelle. And then Kyle kicks up her leg and she goes, this is casual too. I'm like, stop trying to showcase your awful fashion line. It's not going to work.
So they're sitting around talking about Teddy's pregnancy, and it's about as exciting as you'd think it would be. She's like, oh, yeah, they said my placenta is really high right now. And Garcelle goes, are you going to eat it?
Hi, I'm Teddy. I've got high placenta. Hi, I'm placenta.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I've got high placenta.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I have a high placenta, and I get car sick sometimes.
She's like, are you going to eat that placenta? And Teddy goes, oh, in pill form, definitely. And she goes, oh, well, I had that choice when I had children. And Sutton goes, and you ate it? And she goes, no, that's some white people shit. Black people don't do that.
Yeah. And then she like, and after she says that's some white people shit or whatever, she realizes her kids are like a foot away. And so she just turns around. She yells at them. She's like, why are you on your phone on a rocking chair? Move. Come on, run around. I don't. Yeah, like, get off that rocking chair.
Do something so I can cuss.
And by the way, also another reason why, never mind. I was gonna say another reason why I support Denise not bringing her kids to this is because like those teenagers would have been bored out of their minds. A bouncy castle. I mean, Eloise would have had fun, but
yeah. So Dorit comes in and you know, her like see-through wrap or whatever. And Garcelle's like, did you do glam today?
It's like, heaven forbid I do a bit of glam.
So Denise and Aaron are still on the way, and they're already making plans to have dinner after the barbecue because they like, you know, well, Aaron is. Oh, no, Denise is, because she's like, does not even want to eat at this thing. She wants to basically do a drop by.
Yeah, she goes, I won't be eating.
Yeah.
She goes, I should have brought an ice sculpture. And he goes, yeah, you should have had one made. And she goes, of her. You know, can we just go eat somewhere? We're just going to fight. I love the idea of Denise just being bitchy enough to bring a big ice sculpture of Kyle to Kyle's house.
I mean, I'm shocked that Kyle didn't have an ice sculpture.
Yeah, actually, yeah. A bigger diamond.
And you know, and Kyle is the one who got so mad at Denise for having an ice sculpture, for being like over the top fancy, when Denise is just a ragamuffin. When Kyle has set up a quote unquote barbecue with this giant table, with this beautifully tablescaped. This is not a barbecue. That's the whole thing. And this happens every year. But again, here's the woman who got mad at Denise for getting this ice sculpture, which was like this one fancy thing in a very like normal down-home barbecue.
That's what she
barbecue.
Was saying. She's saying like she's fancy, but Denise is supposed to be the one who's like, oh yeah, I'm not fancy like you guys. I'm just casual. Yeah. She's like, she's some ragamuffin.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking God.
So Denise shows up and Aaron gives Kyle this like bag and he's like, hey, this is for you. It's a grounding bag for EMF and the 5G network. Sleep with it. You'll see the difference.
And she starts unwrapping it and he goes, no. You don't have to take it out. It's a Faraday cage. Okay. It's raw crystals and they suck in that EMF and, you know, headaches or your liver. I swear it helps. I swear.
He goes, if you have a headache, just put it on your liver. You know? And she's like,
he said, put it on your liver.
Yeah. She's like, okay. And then she's like, where are the kids?
She goes, where's my liver?
And that too. Kyle's fundamental problem is that she doesn't know where her liver is.
Wow.
So she's like, so where are the kids? And he's like, oh, well, one of them has a play date. One's on a sleepover. And then Kyle goes, oh, I got a bouncy house and everything. I was thinking Eloise would love it. So passive aggressive.
I got a bouncy house. And Dorit's like, yes, I was excited for Jagger and this strange girl he keeps talking to meet your kids.
So Denise is like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. So Denise also discovers that Kyle has a small dog. She's like, that's strange. I've only seen big dogs around here. I mean, actual big dogs. No, not like, you know, mentally big dogs around here. I don't even know what I'm saying. Honestly, like, I'm like a lunatic right now. I'm like so, I got myself so revved up during the Garcelles, like the charity gala, that I have just been like, I'm just like ranting about everything.
I know,
right
I hate
I
when they have
myself.
Like big things like that that piss you off right at the beginning, and then they go back calm again, and then they have a big thing at the end again. It's like, come on!
And then you're like, I can't control my rage right now. Everything is making me mad.
Okay.
Oh, here's something else that made me mad.
Okay.
Here's something else. So then Kyle goes up to Garcelle and she's like, so I really like I'm meant to have like a just like a real like a casual barbecue. And like it's like I always say I'm gonna have a barbecue and then it's always big. But this year I really wanted to be, you know, just like a simple and like with tongs, you know, like tongs. But like, then Mauricio loved to do a USC to go to USC game. So it's like, I mean, it's just like it's so hard. I'm like, Kyle, don't try to pretend like you were going to be like a casual everyday person. Okay. Don't pretend like you were going to use tongs for this barbecue. There's not even a grill in sight.
Well, I
so
think
just
she just
stop.
Does that so she can point out that she's had this massively catered so that she can, you yes. know, so that someone will she's, say something because no one cares. It's like,
yeah,
you know, no one's eating this shit anyways. This is Beverly Hills, you know, but she's like, look, it's catered. I'm richer than you.
But she's still trying to keep some sort of like cred. Like she's trying to, you know, yeah, it's like she's kind of trying to like critic proof her meal by being like, no, I wanted it to be just a simple barbecue, but then Mauricio wasn't here and I don't know how to barbecue.
Just so rich.
Just so rich. I don't know how to put meat on a grill. Yeah.
So Rinna it goes through the line doing her, look, I eat. I have a quesadilla, three tacos, a chalupa, a tortilla, some tortilla chips, some guacamole. Did I say chalupa already? Okay, just fine. I want 10 plates. Give me 10 plates.
And then Teddy goes to the table. Like, so the table is like a low table where there's not really chairs.
It's like Moroccan style where you sit on the ground.
Yeah. And Teddy is like pregnant and that's hard for her. And she's like trying to get down. She's like, hi, I'm Teddy. I've got a high placenta and I get car sick sometimes. I figured out pretty quickly that we are just going to proceed like I'm not pregnant in this group. And I laughed again. Teddy made me laugh twice this episode.
We're also going to proceed like we're not just totally ripping off the decor of Sur for this party. Because that's basically what it is. It's like sitting on those little Moroccan poofs. So Garcelle says, where are your kids? Denise is like, oh God, you think I'd bring them around everyone? I mean, and they start laughing together. And Garcelle goes, yeah. Oh, after what happened? Oh, and they're laughing, you know.
They're speaking quietly to each other, but Kyle, of course, hears it.
Yeah. And she's like, there's no way I'm going to bring them in here. And Kyle goes, what are you saying? And Garcelle said, I said, where are your kids? And Denise goes, yeah, well, you know what? I got the point. They shouldn't be within earshot of us.
And Kyle's like, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just like, Kyle was like, oh, that's why your kids aren't here. That's not like we're like not like safe.
Yeah, she gets all offended. And she goes, well, I thought you said that they weren't here for other reasons, like they had plans. And Denise says, well, it was a combination of things. All right. You know, like it's something I noted what you guys said. And that's it. And she goes, well, look, in Santa Barbara, I mean, it came up like we should have known better. But I don't want you to feel like you can't have kids around us.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, honestly, today was a beautiful family day, and I don't want you ever to feel like you can't have your kids around. I'm like, oh my God. And then she tells us that it's like a slap in the face. Oh, get over yourself, Kyle. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm a mother who knows how to have a family party. How dare you? Ow, slapped. And so Teddy, of course, takes the hint. And she's like, you're not comfortable having your kids in our presence? Is that what you said? You're not comfortable? It's like, God, Teddy.
And Denise is like, I never said that. And Sutton goes, well, she did say, why would I bring my kids, especially with all that sex slavery going around? I literally never said anything close to that.
But do you feel comfortable bringing your kids around us? And there's a big long pause. And Kyle goes, well, that's not what she said. So. And Denise says, well, my kids are here. There's Jagger, the little invisible one. He insists is there all the time.
And Gar says, but your kids aren't paying attention. They're little. And Renee goes, I don't even know where mine are. I don't even know where mine are.
And Denise goes, look, the teenagers had plans, and the other half, Eloise was taken care of because we want to have a date night, all right? Because we work 6 days a week. And Erin goes, yeah, I love her, but, you know, it's full time. It's full time, which is weird. It's like a weird pivot.
Yeah. So Teddy is like, but I think it was presented prior. Is the way it was presented prior is because of our group is why you didn't want to bring them. So I think that's the confusion, which is sort of like such a non-direct way of saying, like, you know, you're lying. And then it cuts to all the women. All the women just do that head tilt. You know, the Beverly Hills head tilt where they go, huh?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, huh, what Teddy said. Yeah.
And Garcelle says, you know, even if she did feel that way, it's her right to feel that way. And everyone's just quiet and tilty. And she's like, you know, I don't know why I'm the only one at the table standing up for Denise. I'd stand up for her any day because she's my friend. But I also get it, you know. It's like, she's not a hypocrite. She's just saying she doesn't want her kids to be around certain things. That's what most adults do.
And Teddy goes, well, the implication of making the rest of the group look bad. It's just like when you said that you don't feel comfortable bringing your kids around this group, and Aaron's like, all right, I'm gonna step in because this is like ridiculous. All right, first of all, none of you ladies have any sort of bags hanging around your livers right now, so you're all unprotected.
So I know that EMF is probably ruining your brains right now and turning them into mush. All right, ladies. Well, you know, everyone comes over to our house. We shared our bread with you. And all we said was, please, our kids are right here. You know your surroundings. So what is the issue here? What is it? It's like, bad move, okay? Bad move. Step away from the table, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And Teddy's like, hi, I'm Teddy. The issue is, no, there is no issue. That's my point. I got a big dick and I got a big bone to pick too. You're making an issue out of nothing, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And she's like,
wow. Does anyone feel that 5G? It's strong.
Oh, okay. Like, Teddy is just all besides her. Which, you know, I don't like him coming in and talking to the women like that. It's bullshit.
No, me neither. I agree.
But it is, at the same time, he's like, stop. You know, I get his point. It's just his delivery is gross. It's gross. It's creeping me out. So Dorit's like, well, look, I've been in the position where your husband wants to defend ya. And then we see PK fighting with Eileen, which was so funny at that party where he's like, oh, you know what? Is it really fair how you're acting to my wife or not? Is that just what you two do? And Eileen goes, you're rude.
Beast.
And he's like, you're rude. It's like, no, you are rude.
So Dorit's basically like, Aaron, know your audience. This isn't going to go well. So then Rinna throws herself into it and goes, can I ask you this, Denise? What did you say to Sammy when she asked about the threesomes? Because she kind of is like, we don't even know what this conversation's like. I don't even know how it went. And you're getting all mad. And we don't even know what was Sammy like mortified? Was she confused? Or was she like, oh, this is funny? I kind of feel like a producer probably told Rinna, yeah, Sammy, we shot the scene and Sammy didn't even mind. She thought her mom was being crazy.
Yeah, because we know what she's getting at, you know? And she's like, I don't get how that comes about. And Denise says, well, that's between me and Sammy. And then we see the clip where Sammy totally doesn't care. You know, she's like, whatever. Yeah. You were talking about threesomes. We were dying of laughter, Mom.
Yeah.
Which is funny, but it's also still not the point. You know? And Eloise is not that same age, you know? So
yeah. And then there's this random lady, I think her name was Jen or something like that. She's at the table. She's unmic'd. She barely gets a chyron. And she's like, I mean, teenagers probably know what a threesome is, which is true. But again, it's not Denise's point. Denise's point is like, she didn't want people talking about that in front of the kids because she doesn't want also her daughter's friends to go home and be like, they were talking about threesomes. The adults were all talking about threesomes at the party. You know, she just didn't want it. And I think it's her right. And they should all just sort of drop it. But then Aaron, though, even though I'm on Denise and Aaron's side, Aaron has to ruin it because then Aaron has the worst logic. He goes, no, the more they talk about it, the more curious they'll get. And then they'll go to Google as if like, teenagers like have not already Googled a million times. Like, Aaron, that's like ridiculous.
But also just the way he's talking to her is so gross. He goes, oh, you think you're an expert, huh? Oh, you think so? It's just gross. You don't talk to people like that, especially not women like that. He's acting like a fucking pig. And Kyle goes, you know what? I get that, actually. And he goes, oh, right. So no issues. Right, ladies? All right. Moving on. Let's talk about something else then. Moving on. And he's like chugging, you know, swinging back his drinks. And Denise laughs at the other ladies like, my husband's acting like she seems to be laughing like, oh, my God, you guys. Sorry.
Yeah. So then, and Kyle's like, well, I was clarifying because Denise said, he goes, everyone, do you feel great right now? Do you feel great? And Erica goes, well, I feel amazing because I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me, so I don't give a fuck. Got one of those in for the season.
She gets up and walks off. And Teddy is telling us, oh, really, big guy? Make you feel good? Make you feel strong? So sexy when you put women down. Which I'm actually with Teddy on that.
Yeah, exactly. So Aaron's like, let's fucking go. It's ridiculous. And then Kyle's like, no, you know, women handle things differently than men. And he goes, that's clear. Why are you continuing on like one note? It's like one note. It's so one note. You're like, so one note.
It's a flute playing. Guess what? One note. That's right. Said it again. And Garcelle's like, look, even if she said she doesn't want her kids around this group, it's her right to say that. Just say, Denise, if that's how you feel, just say that. And Dorit's like, yes, but honey, you can see that her saying that, as moms who brought their children, it makes us look like bad mom. And Carl goes, yeah, it feels like passive-aggressive mom shaming. Oh, my God.
It's like, no, Carl. It's literally not mom shaming at all. It's like adult shaming at best.
So then Aaron starts getting into it with Kyle. He's like, well, define that for me then. Passive aggressive. Go ahead and define that. Can you define that? She's like, when you say, I don't want to bring my kids around this group. And he goes, I didn't say that. Who said that? She goes, your wife, Denise, just said that. Like, hello.
Yeah. But then Denise is like, but how was that mom shaming? Which is true. So at this point, Rinna's like, you know what? I'm going to go over to the slide because it's a bunch of bullshit right over here. I'm in a slide. Own it, slide. Own it.
And Aaron's like, yeah, I feel really good now. Does that make you feel good? No, not very great, right? She goes, listen, I sent a text about a bouncy house. I have a bouncy house. So I wanted the kids to come. I sent a text about a bouncy house. And then Kyle tells us, it's like saying, I'm up here as the mom and you're down there. Okay, now this is funny because we've been saying that Kyle's totally gaslighting Denise and trying to make her look crazy and bipolar and all this stuff. And she literally does a Kelly Ben Simone line to really drive it home to us.
And also, nothing about what Denise said or did like expresses I'm here as a mom and you're down here as a mom. And then Kyle goes, I'm sorry, that's mom shaming, and I'm a really good mom, probably the thing I'm best at in my life, and I'm offended by that. I'm like, you're the one who like You are like so codependent. You like flew across the country like 5 times because you missed your daughter when she was off at college.
Yeah.
I think that happened.
No one's
I could
calling
be
you a
up.
Bad mom, Kyle. Jesus. So she's like, but Denise, you were upset about it. It's like they won't just let it go. I don't understand what is wrong with these people. Kyle's like, you were upset about Santa Barbara, though. She goes, I wasn't upset at anyone at this table in Santa Barbara. She goes, well, you weren't upset in Santa Barbara? She goes, I wasn't upset with anyone at this table. She goes, so you were upset with someone not there? It's like, Kyle, who's not at the table? Like, come
yeah.
on.
Denise goes, Kyle, stop. Just stop. And then, you know, and then so now Kyle just keeps on like talking about kids, like bringing up the kids at the meal. Like they're just like talking about it in circles. And Denise is just at this point, by the way, Dorit's kid has like come to the table, and Kyle is basically like, well, obviously you had an issue because like you went out to a meal. You went to a meal with Teddy and whoever else, and like and brought it up at the meal. And Denise, like right in front of like Jagger or someone, is like, you know what? I didn't have a meal. I had a fucking facial. Right from the kid.
The sound effect. And Kyle's like, well, no one in Santa Barbara. She goes, can you ever listen, Kyle? God. And Teddy's over there going, oh, well, sort of hypocritical. I mean, she's throwing F-bombs right in front of Dorit's kid right now. I mean, just saying. Sort of hypocritical. Just saying. I'm Teddy.
And then Aaron comes in with more like condescending male behavior. He's like, I mean, it's so simple. Make up. Who cares? Move forward with it. I mean, when people win, it also encourages people to engage because people want to see how those people won.
Keep that in mind, ladies. Keep that in mind. And Erica goes, what the fuck is he even saying?
People win. It makes people engage.
It's like, everyone put your hand in the center and let's do a hurrah. And Erica goes, is Aaron a complete moron or is he on good drugs? Because I'm fucking confused, man. A brain explodes.
Put your hand. And to think that people pay like probably top dollar to get this sort of advice from his studio in Malibu.
Yeah.
And he's like, put your hand in, man. Seriously, this is ridiculous. Put your hand in, man. I'm just going to give you a hint and a clue. You're welcome.
Yeah, and Teddy goes, okay, thanks, Aaron. And he goes, you're welcome. And Denise goes, you guys, stop. And Teddy, you are a fucking shit stir, okay? And she's like, me? Yes, Teddy, you're sitting over there like trying to start fights at the end of the table in another situation that's not about you, that you're trying to totally turn around on somebody else so you don't have to do anything for yet another season. Jesus.
Excuse me? I have a high placenta, so I really resent that.
She goes, you really are, because when we got a facial that day, you were fine. Wasn't she fine, Sutton? And Sutton's like, yes. Yeah. And Dorit's like, Teddy goes, Dorit, I mean Denise. And she goes, see, she's used to shitting on you, Dorit.
Yeah. So now Denise, they're like, well, you were so mad in Santa Barbara. And she's like, I wasn't mad in Santa Barbara. And she's like, well, but you shut the conversation down when you say, okay, end of conversation. And she's like, well, that's because it was going on for 2 hours, and I don't know, like, what my movies have to do with my kids. I don't know, but it went on for 2 hours, so finally I was exhausted and said, like, you know, enough, end of story, you know?
Yeah, typical Teddy. She hears something, she acts fine with it, then she tries to make that person's life a living hell with everybody else. It's like she does it every single time. So she's like, I mean, you guys are on me. Like, what movies have I done and this and that? And I'm like, come on, what does that have to do with my daughters? Like, come fucking on, you guys. There's a fucking line and I'm done with it. And so it goes, you can't leave. She's like, you crossed the line, I'm done.
But what if I get sold into slavery? Like, son, relax. I'm leaving.
Well, as long as you guys feel good about yourselves and you can look at yourself in the mirror and just own it.
Yeah. Erica's like, well, I'm looking in the mirror and not only do I like what I see, I'm owning it. Ha!
Yeah, yeah.
So then Kyle's like,
you've almost been suffocated by giant balls for 20 years. You earned those licks, hon.
So now Kyle, who instigated all this by being like, what? Kyle's like, oh, I'm not gonna have someone walk out of my house like that. No, I'm not gonna have them. Like, Kyle, you pushed her to this. You were like, you were the main driver of this.
So now Kyle and Dorit start chasing Aaron and Denise as they're trying to leave because she's not gonna let her get away with this peacefully again, right? So he's like, well, that was nice. They're off my Christmas card list. She's like, hon, do not say a fucking word. We're on camera. Do not say a fucking word. But Kyle's right, scurrying right behind them like, stop leaving. Stop bouncy house. I got a bouncy house.
And actually, Denise keeps on saying we're on the camera, which I really liked. I liked how she suddenly turned into everyone's mom. Like, okay, everyone, we're on the camera. Okay, stop, stop. Don't say a word. Don't say a word. But I got her a Faraday cage. Nope. Don't say another word, Aaron.
She goes, don't say anything, Aaron, damn it. Because he keeps turning around to say something because they're chasing them. And he goes, don't tell me what to say. I'm going to crush your fucking hand. Stop it. It's like, damn, you are so... gross. Yeah. God, I don't I understand why she's leaving, but I don't want her to leave with him. I'm now like totally anti. I hope she leaves him.
Yeah, and then Kyle goes, I cannot figure this girl out. I wish we could have just sat down and talked this out. I'm like, well, if you wanted to sit down and talked it out, you could have just sat her down and talked her out instead of being like passive aggressive, by the way, at this group thing and like being awful.
Yeah. So she goes, but can you get what, I get what you're saying about that night. I get it. And he goes, then why didn't you share that? And she goes, I can't have anyone leaving my house like that. And he goes, yeah, well, shit happens, and slams the door behind him.
That was kind of funny.
And then
that
back at the table, Teddy's going, I mean, the implication of saying those things. I mean, you know why you did that. Same way Aaron knows what he's saying when he says, hope you feel good looking in the mirror. Yeah, he's saying you're an asshole, Teddy. And you are an asshole, okay? It's not an implication.
Yeah, I mean, why is it that, like they're so concerned about implications on that front, but by them saying, oh, they're Charlie Sheen's kids, of course they know about it, that's actually implying a lot of things, too. So they're just as guilty of making implications. Although, I have to say, Denise didn't make any implications in the first place, so ha!
So they both leave, and Aaron closes out with the classic Housewives line. He goes, gone with the wind.
Yeah.
He just forgot the fabulous at the end. Yeah. And then we get this later this season, and then we get like a next part of the season clip, and I'm not sure if this is coming back next week, if they're taking a hiatus or what's going on, but I couldn't tell on listings if it's new next
week. Yeah, that's weird. So, I know. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Well, in the meantime, everyone stay safe out there. Please continue to channel rage. Through Kyle Richards. That's always fun. And we will be back on our next episode to talk about the Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, we love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.